You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly 250 massacres have now been verified and recorded in a University of Newcastle project led by Professor Linda Ryan. Researchers say they had gone into the prospect expecting to uncover around 100 sites. But even more dramatically, Professor Ryan says it appears the final number identified in the project is going to be closer to 500.
We've only scratched the surface. We're doing more research to fill in more gaps. And we're now coming to the view that frontier massacre was a characteristic of the frontier in Australia.
The Stage 1 research project started 12 months ago, recording 172 incidents across eastern Australia between 1788 and 1872. Since then, more than 200,000 page views have been recorded, with more than 400 comments offering information about sites not on the map. Professor Ryan says collating the evidence is a time-consuming task.
Putting it all together, it's like knitting the evidence together, a bit like a jigsaw puzzle, and it's amazing how it does come together as corroborative evidence. But if it doesn't come together, then the site doesn't get on the map.
The Stage 2 update has added another 81 sites and extended the record to 1930. It also incorporates South Australia and the Northern Territory for the first time. Stage 3 will be aimed at including sites in Western Australia and extending the record up to 1960. University of Newcastle Indigenous History Professor John Maynard says it's important to recognise all aspects of Australian history.
I think it gives a more complete picture of Australian history. I mean, it's not a one-sided history. I mean, and the reality is, I mean, we've got to recognise those aspects. Some of it's not all rosy, but all aspects of history need to be told.
Uncle Max de la Munmun Harrison, great-grandson of the 1850 North Gippsland Massacre's sole survivor, lives in southern Sydney today. He says he agrees with Professor Maynard.
I feel that it should come out. I feel that it's got to be known and shown the settlement of this country, of, you know, just what happened to my people.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.